It's one chapter, Obadiah. You can almost say, I'm about to die, amen? This is a great little book. You don't hear it talked about much. Obadiah's name means worshiper of God. He's a little prophet of the Lord, but he had a great message, especially for Edom and the Edomites. They had a message they didn't like, because God had a message from, he wanted Obadiah to give to them. The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom. We have heard a rumor from the Lord, an ambassador is sent among the heathen. Arise ye and let us rise up against her in battle. Behold, I have made thee small among the heathen. Thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart has deceived thee. Get that statement there in verse 3. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, that thou dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high. Thus saith thou that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? They felt so secure. Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord, to Edom. Edom felt so proud where they lived at. They felt very secure. Nobody was going to bother them. But God hated their pride. God hated more also, they were the enemies of Israel. And God says, I'm going to bring you down. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Our topic is mistreating God's people. Are you one of God's people? Let me ask you a question this morning. Have you ever been mistreated by someone that wasn't saved? You ever been mistreated by someone that was saved? Well, God's going to deal with both. I want y'all to think about what we're going to talk about today, because it's right out of the Word. Better not be mistreating people, no matter who they are. Because God don't like it, folks, when you mistreat people. But I know you've been taken advantage of, and so have I. Maybe you're not able to defend yourself sometime, or get justice what's been done to you. Well, God knows all about it. And according to this book, he's going to get justice for me and you one day. He may not do it today, but that day is coming, he's going to get justice. He's going to deal with all injustice against his people. So I want you to listen today. Don't go to sleep. Obadiah is God's prophet, delivering a message to the nation of Edom. And they are not going to like his message. It's not known just when this took place, but several dates have been suggested when this prophecy was given, maybe in the 8th century, or maybe in around 586 B.C. Nobody really knows the exact date, but it was given. Judah, God's people, had been mistreated by the Edomites. And God is using Obadiah to tell them what's going to happen to the Edomites and any others who mistreat God's people. Now, our Sunday school lesson today gives us a good taste of how God deals with his enemies that come against his people. I thought as I was studying our lesson, and then our thoughts that we had, we were going to share last Sunday. But you know, sometimes I forget. Anyway, we might think sometime God's not paying any attention to what's happened to me, the way people treat me, the way people do to me. Why does this happen to me? Well, God is aware. God is taking notice, folks. He don't bring justice right then most times. But that don't mean he's not going to. He delivers at the right time and the right way. And that's why we're called to trust the Lord, church. We're told not to take vengeance into our own hands. That's above our pay grade. God says, I'm the one to bring the vengeance. That's my business, not yours. God is paying attention to how you're treated. Do not forget how much he loves you. Amen. Jesus died for us. And we are dear to God, folks. You're dear to God. And as I've already mentioned today, you're so dear to God, he let his son suffer like he did for your salvation to prove his love for you. Let me say this about Israel. You better not be against Israel, though. She's God's ancient coveted people. God's got a covenant with that people. And anybody that works against Israel's in trouble to start with. And we should be for Israel. Israel's not always right now. I'm not saying she is. But I tell you, you better not be working against her. Because she's God's people. God's got his eye on her. And God knows when she's doing wrong. God knows she's not accepting his Messiah. And God don't like that, folks. And she's paying for it too, folks. That's the reason she's got so many enemies. Yeah, God knows about Israel. One should never do is mistreat someone else's children either. Parents can get mighty upset when someone makes that mistake, can't they? Somebody mistreats your children, don't you kind of get a little fussy? Parents can get upset when someone makes that mistake. Most parents care about their children. At least they did when I was growing up. They're not going to allow someone else to mistreat them without being called to question. When my sister and my two brothers started to school, Daddy told me I was already in school. I was supposed to look out for them. And I was little myself. Who was going to look out for me? Amen. But you know what? I can tell you all the truth right now, standing here this morning, and I line up. God looked after me. I can look back now and see how God looked after me. Man, I could tell y'all some stories. Y'all think I was boasting. But God looked after this little old ignorant boy. But God told me to look after my brothers and sisters. Nobody didn't mess with them. One boy tried it against my younger brother, but he took care of himself. Of course, I got to get it a little fun myself on it. But anyway, those we love, we protect, don't we? God protects his people. But I'm going to tell you something. And this goes in the territory of of the mystery about God, church. God lets bad things happen to y'all. Hadn't you had some bad things happen to you? And it looks like God didn't do a thing about it, didn't it? It wasn't God don't care. And I can't explain it. Don't ask me to explain it. But God sometimes don't come to the rescue right then. He didn't with his people in the Bible many times. But we're called on to just keep trusting the Lord. He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. Those of us who are his children, he's concerned for us. You and I do not know how many times God has intervened to protect us from evil or harm, and you don't even know about it. Riding down the highway, you don't know how many times God kept you out of a wreck. You don't know how many times when you've gone to these old restaurants, he's kept you from getting food poisoning or something. Sometimes God allows his people to be mistreated. He allows it. I can't explain why now, church. I'm just telling you, he allows it. It doesn't mean they're getting by with it. But those who do so will eventually answer to God for their actions. That's why there's going to be a judgment seat of Christ, for all Christians will be judged. And then there's going to be a white throne judgment where all unsaved are going to be judged. And God's going to make everything right at those judgments. Remember, he is our Heavenly Father. Anyone unwise enough to bother his children will answer to him. At some point, they're going to have to face him. And I really want to impress today, because God knows when and who mistreats us, what we must do is always respond properly. We got to learn to respond properly. Not everyone is God's children. They may be church people. That don't mean they're God's children. Only saved people are God's children. Born again people. Is anyone mistreating you as a child of God? Down on the job? I tell you what, I've worked in them offices. I know about those in the offices that will do anything to get promoted and to make you look bad. I know all about that kind of stuff. I've been there. You know, I got the surprise of my life one time when someone that worked like that, they got laid off and they kept me. It made them so mad. But I was innocent. I was innocent. They had seniority, but God let them keep me. I'm telling y'all what I know to be true. This old book is true. God takes up for you. People's not going to get by with mistreating you. But you better make sure you're acting right. You know, God drowned an Egyptian army for trying to bring the Jews back to Egypt. He drowned their whole army. God used David, a young teenager, to slay a giant. As a result, the whole Philistine army fled, and Israel whipped the tar out of them. Amen. And they were scared to death of them until then. But when God involved with a little old 17-year-old boy, whipped a tar out of them Philistines. And we read today in our Sunday school lesson, when that old Assyrians was going to come against Judah and destroy them, what happened? An angel of the Lord slew 185,000 while they were sleeping. They didn't even get up to defend herself, folks. Amen. Better not mess with God's people. You one of God's people? You see what security you got today? You see what security you got today? You know, I know pastors. I've been around a few churches. I met a lot of pastors. A lot of people mistreat preachers. People come up to you and bless you out. They don't like what you said. You better be careful. You better be careful. The Bible says in Chronicles and in Psalms, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. God says that twice. He don't need to say it but one time. They don't get too big for God to take on and deal with, folks. Isn't that great? Isn't it great to have a God like that? To have a Father like that? By the way, better make sure you're not harming one of God's children, too. Be sure you treat God's people respectfully. Pray for them. We don't always understand and agree, but we're supposed to love one another, pray for one another. The Old Testament book of Obadiah is a record of how the Edomites mistreated God's people. The Edomites, they were Esau's offspring. Remember Esau? Who was Esau? Esau was Jacob's son. Isaac's son and Jacob's brother. Remember that? They were twins. Esau was the oldest. He was born minutes earlier. And one day he went hunting and he come home starved to death. And Jacob had made a big pot of stew. And he said, I'm so hungry, I'm starving to death. I'll give you my birthright for a cup of stew. And Esau gave up his birthright that was his blessing just for a mess of stew. And as a result of that, it created a problem the rest of their life. And now the offspring of Esau are known as the Edomites, a nation of people. And their attitude towards Israel was the same as Esau's against Jacob. Hated one another. I would not think of mistreating my brothers or my sister's children. But Edom, who descended from Esau, had no problem raiding their brother's people and rooting for their destruction, hoping people would destroy them. In your family, church, listen to me today, church. Do some of your brothers or sisters or family members, are they rooting against somebody in the family? That's pitiful, isn't it? That's sad, isn't it? And that's what we see here. The family can't get along. You read the headlines today and you see how families are killing one another, mistreating one another, won't even speak to one another. Where's the raising at now? Families split up. They don't even know a lot of them today who their daddy is. Some of them don't even know their mamas. Is there any wonder our country's in the shape it's in? Sin, blatant sin, a disregard for the Word of God. No interest whatsoever. It's hated. As we mentioned earlier, someone took a bucket of red paint just because it was a supposed statue of Jesus, and they threw that red paint on that statue of Jesus. Hate Jesus. Hate God. Hate the Bible. We hate Christians too. It's getting more predominant, and it will. as we digress as a nation of people. Here's two brothers from a godly father. Isaac was a godly man. And look at our Sunday school lesson today. Ahaz, a wicked man. And yet he had a son, one of the most righteous kings. It's amazing, isn't it? From Esau has come a people who are just as hostile as he was towards his brother. The Edomites were a proud people who lived south of Judah and whose city was Petra, that rock, a rock red city. It was real high up in the clefts where there was a lot of caves. We showed a picture of it out here a few years ago. A little movie, video of it. That rock red city would hold thousands and thousands and thousands of people in it. That's where they lived at. And it was so high, it protected them from their enemies, the Edomites did. They thought they were safe, and they were so proud. Boy, nobody can't bother us. God says, I'm going to bring you down because the way you treat my people. In other words, folks, listen to me today. You can't get by mistreating God's people no matter where you go hide at. You're going to answer to God. Eden's a good example of that. The Bible said pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. In Proverbs 16 and 18, and Eden had a lot of that, folks. They were full of pride, but God said, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. Because I hate pride. It's at the top of God's list of hates. The sins of the Edomites included joining with Judah's enemies to fight against Judah. The Edomites didn't usually take on the bravery of attacking them themselves. They just join up with others and then help plunder after the Jews had been defeated. God's keeping a record of it. He got tired of it. And that's why we have this judgment by Obadiah against the Edomites. If they did not join in, they were glad to see Judah suffer from her enemies and told her so. Do you have family members that are glad when you have problems? Wouldn't that be bad? Brothers or sisters that was glad you got problems? That's the way that they were back in those days. And it's that way with people, some people today. So much disunity in the family, bitterness, sin. That's what it is, sin. Sin. God saw this and he was not pleased with Edom's action. And Obadiah is speaking about that in this one chapter book of Obadiah. And God spoke of judgment against the treatment of his people. Those who are high and powerful today should not be overconfident in themselves, whether they are a nation, a corporation, a family, or a person. You better not think you're going to get away with your actions, because God is going to reveal it all one day. It's all going to be exposed one day. And God promises that he's going to judge severely when that takes place. And usually, the longer the delay that for God to deal, the more severe the judgment is when it takes place. Just as Eden was destroyed because of her pride brought her down, so will anyone else who lives in defiance of God. I don't need God. We're like that in our nation today with many people. We don't need God. We went to school. We have good jobs. I'm doing good, well by myself. God hadn't helped me. See, that's what people think. They don't know God just give them that air to breathe. Amen? They don't know that God give them the strength. They don't know that God let their heart beat one more time. Well, people's ignorant, aren't they, folks? We live in the most educated time in the world and the most ignorant time with some people. Amen. They're so ignorant about the things that are spiritual and true. Yeah, God saw all this, and he's not pleased with Eden's actions. Today there is no nation of Eden. There's no such nation anymore. They were routed by the Judas Maccabees in 164 B.C. And Obadiah's prophecy from God came true. They ceased to be a nation. Today, the nation of Israel is greatly hated by almost all nations in the world. Did y'all know that? If you listen to the United Nations when they are voting on things relating to Israel, you're about every one of them vote against Israel. There's only a couple that will vote for Israel. And even today, now that we got this administration we got now, they're a little on the slow side with Israel. And they're walking on shaky ground, folks. Shaky ground. Many nations will not support her when her enemies attacked her. They even side with her enemies, even if they never attack themselves, but they approve of her being destroyed. They want Israel to destroy it. And according to this book that I believe, at the end of the age of the 7-year tribulation, it says every nation is going to be gathered against Israel. That means this nation's included, if it's still around somewhere. It's going to come against Israel. They're at the last, just before Jesus comes back. They're all gathered to come. They're going to finally get rid of that nation of Israel. She's so hated. Why is Israel so hated, church? Because she gave us this book. She gave us the Messiah, the Christ. She's hated. And the hatred stems from the devil. The devil's behind it all. And people are deceived and don't even know they're deceived. Yeah. Isn't that sad? Yeah. These nations will not get by mistreating God's coveted people. They're bringing the judgment of God upon themselves and they don't even know it. Don't even know it. Eden's a good example to all the nations or peoples that are hostile to God, because Eden now is no more. No more Eden. Christian people also have been and will continue to be hated by the world. And God will not overlook this. And as we get closer and closer and closer to the end of the age, we're going to find ourselves becoming more hated, more despised, more worked against, because we're not wanted. This world don't want us here. And that's the reason there's going to be a rapture one day. And God's going to take us out. Boy, won't that be something? Amen. God's going to take us out, church. Christian people always have been and will continue to be hated by the world. There's more people being killed, Christian people, today than there's ever been. Every year, many, many Christians are killed. And God's not going to overlook this. There's going to come that last mistreatment when the hand of God falls. Romans 12:19 says this. Listen to what Paul said in Romans 12:19. But you ought to mark this in your Bible if you've not already marked it. Dearly beloved, listen to that term, dearly beloved, talking to Christians. Avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God says, my department is to bring vengeance against your enemies. You're not to take vengeance against your enemies. That's my department, God says. Through the pen of the prophet Obadiah, God promised that Eden would be utterly destroyed, and she was. God has kept his promise, and these other nations today are going to get the same treatment because of their sin against God's people. Any nation who trusts in their power, their wealth, their technology, or wisdom more than in God is going to meet the same fate of Eden. I've said before, I'll say it again. At the end of the tribulation time, Jesus Christ is going to kill every lost sinner. And then he's going to take all the saved that survived the tribulation and start a 1,000-year golden reign. 1,000 years of peace and prosperity. And it starts with only saved people. I'm afraid for our country because we have so many in leadership today that are against Israel, church. We've got so many in leadership today that they don't like Israel. And you know what? Listen, here's the sad part. Did you know a lot of our congressmen and our politicians, they're Jews themselves, and they're against Israel. Isn't this something? Boy, you can, when you're deceived, you can be deceived, folks. You can be deceived. Remember what God told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12? I will bless them that bless thee, curse him that curses thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. If you're for Israel and God's people, you'll be blessed. But if you're against God's people and Israel, you'll suffer the consequences. You and I today are being mistreated by the corporations. They're overcharging us for their products. Do y'all know that? You know something else they're doing? Many of their products are made intentionally inferior. You know why? So they'll wear out and you have to replace them. Y'all know this? They want to sell more. They don't want it to last too long. You go down to the store and you buy something from China and look how long it'll last. If you don't open the bag, it'll last till you get home. It's made out of such sorry mess. And now the parts on our cars and refrigerators and all those kind of things like that, appliances, a lot of them are made in these China and other places for out of cheap stuff. And you know the people that's making it is getting hardly enough money to buy a meal to eat on. They're taking advantage of those poor people. I tell you what, folks, the God of heaven, he's going to have a day of justice one day. There's going to be some, that old song, I forgot who sung it years ago, there's going to be some crying time, amen. I'm going to miss you. Going to be some crying time, folks, when people look so pitiful. And yet they've ignored God. They've ignored his word. They've tried to fatten their own pocketbook, taking advantage of people that they ruled over. Don't you hold on, I'm not done yet. You hold on a minute. Our own government is taking advantage of us, giving out our tax money to foreign nations who are even our enemies. Taking our money, given to foreign nations who are even our enemies. Think about all that money, Obama. Cash. It was pure cash. Pallets of it. He sent right before he got out of office. He sent it over by a plane. Pure cash. It was taxpayers' money, folks. Yours, mine. Our own government is taking advantage of us, not only giving away our tax money to those kind of nations, but they're using our tax money to kill babies. No matter how we cry against it, speak against it, they're determined to keep killing babies. I tell you what, there's a God going to let his anguish fall one day, folks. He's going to let it fall. You know why they do this? They're trying to buy votes. They're trying to buy votes. That's a way of getting votes. Vote for me, and I'll give you all this, what y'all want. You know, politicians are not supposed to be in office to give us what we want. They're not supposed to do that. They're supposed to be in office to do what God wants. They're God's ministers first. They're supposed to do what God wants. You're not put up there to do what you want. You're not given your position to do what you want. You're supposed to do what God wants. Our government's giving out our hard-earned money to people that's illegal to pay their bills, to pay their hospital insurance, housing, groceries. They're here illegally. It's just to buy votes. And the more that kind they get in here, them kind of people's going to vote to keep them in power. And the more they have, the more assured they'll stay in power. That's the philosophy. Y'all listening? When my generation came along, my dad never got one red cent from the government, nor no other farmer. When the crops fail, the government offered them nothing. You know what it was? You root hog or die when we come along. You didn't get no kind of a handout. We have a lot of families today that's not getting along. Read the news. They fuss, they fight, they shoot, they kill each other. Love for one another's missing today in so many families. Because no one is trying, but love is missed because no one is trying to take advantage of the other. Families are divided over money, land, houses, or caring for a parent. Many times a less deserving family member demands the most in our society today. Y'all understand what I just said?
Yeah, I do.
The least deserving one sometime in the family is the one wanting the most. But God says he's going to defend his children. He's going to make everything right one day, church. Amen. And his children need to be living so God can bless them. There are four things certain with God. Four things certain. Evil will be punished, church. Nobody's going to get by with their sin. There's a judgment day set. No one is going to get by. God sees and knows all about it. He knows everything. Nothing will be omitted. Secondly, those faithful to God have hope for a new future. Praise God. When we leave this world, church, we're going to a world that's not going to be any more of this mess. There's not going to be any more of this mess. And not going to be no devil there stirring it up. Deceiving people. Using people. Thirdly, God is sovereign in human history. God is always in control all the time. And if somebody's mistreating you, God could do something about it right then. But he doesn't for some reason. And his reason is right. He just says for us, keep trusting him. How many of God's people have been killed? But he didn't intervene. I can't answer that. But he's going to make it right one day. At the judgment, things is going to be squared out, folks. Justice is going to be served. God's going to make it up. You hear what I'm saying today. God knows all the facts all the time with everyone. And his record is accurate. There won't be no fancy lawyer there to come and talk down the charges or change them. Because God's got the truth. Amen. Fourthly, God's ultimate purpose is to establish his earthly kingdom. God's going to have an earthly kingdom. Well, let me rephrase that. It's not going to be only earthly. It's going to be eternal. It's an eternal kingdom. When we get past the 1,000-year of Christ and the eternal kingdom kicks in, which is forever, we're going to be there and we're going to have a fit. Amen? It ain't going to ever come to an end. Imagine living in a place when we'll be so happy forevermore. The Bible says there's pleasures forevermore at the right hand of God. Amen. Pleasures forevermore. I'm going to tell y'all something, folks. I'm having pleasure right now. Amen. I'm having fun right now. And it's going to get better. Forever. You recall, and I close with this. Hey, I want you to perk up. Because this is what you need to hear. Now, all day long, I've been trying to preach here today. Here's what you need to hear. Do you recall this scripture in Luke 13:30? And mark it in your Bible. If you want to mark a verse, mark this in your Bible, Luke 13:30. Behold, there are last which shall be first. You might be last today. It's going to be coming a turnaround one of these days. This is the word of God. I'm giving you what Jesus said. Behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first them today that's in charge, these today that think they got all their act together. The Bible says they are first, they shall be last. And a lot of them's going to be in the lake of fire. Did you get that wrote down? Jesus said about our mistreatment. I'll get my words out maybe sometime. Matthew 5:10, I think this verse is. You ought to write this one down. Matthew 5:10, I believe that's right. Listen to this. Jesus said, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. You've been mistreated? Look at me. You're blessed. You've been mistreated? You're blessed, Jesus said. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, shall say O matter evil against you falsely. It's got to be false what they say for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Why? For great is your reward in heaven. Church, did you get that message from the Lord? You got to be living right, church. Got to be walk humbly before the Lord, church. Got to be treating others right, church. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Say, folks, it's just a routine thing for God's people to be persecuted. But you're blessed because you're going to be rewarded for being persecuted. Amen. Can everybody say together, amen. Praise the Lord. So let's not despair when this world mistreats us. Everyone will be dealt with by our loving Heavenly Father justly, church. And one day we'll leave this world of injustice. And there's not going to be any more injustice after we leave this world. Won't that be a day? Won't that be a day when we're with the Lord and everything is sweet as pie? Amen. May God speak to hearts and challenge hearts. Hey, maybe you want to come praise Him today. Come thank Him today. Ask Him to help you be faithful and to treat your fellow man with respect and love. You hear me? You hear me? Treat your fellow man with respect and love and pray for one another. Pray for one another.